Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff that will help you with your small business. Whatever's going on in your business, from me, on any topic under the small business sun, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can watch, read, listen. You got 3 seconds. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. We got something you can do there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I want to introduce you, ladies and gentlemen, to a very important person. Josefina Uwaneza is from Rwanda. R-W-A-N-D-A, if you want to Google that. Go look it up while we're talking. And look at that country. It's a little teeny tiny little country in the middle of Africa, surrounded on all sides by other countries. And Fina. Josephine says we can call her Fina. Fina is from that country. She's here in America as a member of the Peace Through Business program. We've been talking about that, as you know, all week long, all this week, all day long for sure. Today, as I've been broadcasting here in Washington D.C., the Peace Through Business program is a program, as you know, where women in Rwanda and Afghanistan are brought together to study entrepreneurship and to go home. And either pursue or continue to pursue their businesses. And we have Fina here with us right now to talk about her business, which is the Flamingo restaurant and which she's going to tell us about. Fina Uwaneza, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It was great to see you last night. I enjoyed spending time with you and the other women from Rwanda, and thank you for the hospitality. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you for coming.
So, now tell us. I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from Rwanda, and mm-hmm. tell us about your family.
Yes, my name is Josefina Uwaneza, but you can call me Fina. I'm married with three beautiful boys, 16 years, 13, and 9 years old, and. I'm from a family of six siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so what made you decide? So you have three children, so they're hungry, right? They're always looking for food. So you have to make a living to feed them, and as we do here in America. But you decided to start a business in Rwanda. Tell us about your business.
My business was the first Chinese restaurant in Rwanda, in Kigali, that's the capital of Rwanda, and I don't know if I can go a little bit back in our history. I was in exile for more than 30 years, and then in 1999, I decided to come back to Rwanda.
So where were you? You exiled out of Rwanda because of the genocide, right?
Yes, in 73, not the one in 94. There was one in 73, yes.
In 73.
And I exiled in Burundi.
Where did you live for those 30 years?
In Burundi. Burundi is a neighbor to
just
Rwanda.
South of the country. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you moved back and you decided to start a business. Now you're a Rwandan. What in the world made you decide to start a Chinese restaurant?
Good question, Jim. When I went back, I had decided in my mind that I'm not going to work for somebody. I was going to be independent and start a business, but I didn't know which one I was going to do. And I met a person who had this Chinese restaurant, but was ready to sell it, and I took it over. That's how I started my business.
Ah, so it was a ready-made business. You didn't have to start one from scratch.
Exactly. You're right.
Well, and that's a great way to start a business. We talk about that on the show here all the time. Many mm-hmm. people in America do that, So it wasn't exactly, you didn't exactly buy a franchise, but you bought a business that already had customers coming in the door, didn't you?
Which is the easiest way.
Yeah. So How hard is it to run a restaurant in Rwanda?
I think it's hard not only in Rwanda, it's hard everywhere. To run a restaurant is a 24-hour job, 7 days, because I was working day and night and trying to balance my family with 3 boys and being a wife, being a mother and a businesswoman. It has never been easy, but you've got to play.
Yeah, you're right. It's one of the hardest businesses to run, a restaurant. Mm-hmm. But I wonder, is there an extra degree of difficulty in Rwanda than there would be, say, in the United States? How does the government support you over there?
The government supports us, but the problem is we don't have skilled people. That's my major problem. We don't have, a school for hotel and restaurant. So to get skilled people is a challenge. Another challenge I meet is to get spices, because as you know, my restaurant's Chinese, so it's a specialization.
Right.
To get spices sometimes can be a challenge as well. Otherwise, our government supports us enough.
So you need a certain kinds of ingredients to make the Chinese food, and you need qualified people who can cook and who can serve customers and who can read and write. You need those kinds of skills, don't you?
Yes.
And that's difficult. So how do you get these people? Do you train them yourself?
I do train, especially the one in the service. That's something I like, and I just learn also myself. I go to internet. I go to other restaurants and I learn. Mm. When I go out, like now, when I came here, I've learned a lot. Then I go and I do in training.
Right.
I train them myself.
When we come,
but even the even the government is providing right now some workshops.
Right. Fina, hold on to that thought. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, I want you to talk about the curriculum you've been going through to help you run your business, the Peace Through Business curriculum. Stay with me, folks. 10 till. Don't miss this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.